Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on daf Mem Beis and Beis. We are at the Gemara. We just finished the Mishnah on daf Mem Beis and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, in memory of Moshe's grandmother, Rezel Bas Yisrael Yosef, whose yahrzeit is today. The Nisham Shav and Aliyah, we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first, the Gemara is going to discuss the Mishnah had mentioned. Just to recap, the Mishnah had mentioned the dvarim she'ein nishba'in aleihem, the things that we don't swear on, avadim, shtaros, karkaos, hekteshos, and we said, by the way, those same things are a list that you don't pay kefel on, you don't pay dalet vehei on, a shomer chinam doesn't swear on, a shomer sachar is not mishalim if it's nigdav or nevad, those types of things. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out how we know all of those rules, meaning how do I know that this list is excluded from all of these, different dinim. Then the Gemara is going to focus on the part of the Mishnah where he said that a shvus motu b'miktsas is only a dover shebemida, a shebemishkal, a shebeminyan, something that's clearly defined, that's quantitatively defined. So the Gemara is going to discuss a case that the Mishnah did not talk about. Well, what if you say bayis zem male? You didn't say bayis male stam, where it's unclear what amount. You identified which house, so we know exactly which house. So is that considered to be a davar shemidah sheminyan shebemishkal? So the Gemara is going to have machlokas abaye and Rava. We're going to try to bring rayas. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to list four different dinim about a mashkon that gets lost. In two of them, the malva is toveya the lova, and in two of them, the lova is toveya the malva. The Gemara is then going to discuss, after analyzing the Mishnah a little bit, the level of achrayus that a malva has on a mashkon. So let's begin. Again, we're holding right after the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, at the Gemara on daf Mem Beis Am Beis. So the Gemara says, Tashlume Kefel Minalan. How do I know that someone who steals the items that we listed in the Mishnah, that if a person steals avadim, shtaros, karkaos, hekteshos, that you don't pay kefel for such items, that you're potter from paying kefel? Ditan Rabbanon, because we have a braisa that we dash with the klalu prat klal as follows, that it says within the parsha of Tashlume Kefel, al kol dvar pesha, klal, that sounds like it includes anything that you steal. And then it says, al shor, v'al chamor, v'al sev, v'al salma. So prat, it lists four specific items, a shor, a chamor, a sev, or a salma. So by listing those specific items that you pay kefil for, that's a prat. And then, al kol aveda, chazer v'kolal. So then it's a more general term again, kol aveda. So klal pratu klal, what do you do when you have a klal pratu klal? Yat adon, el ke'en haprat. We assume that what's included in that parsha is anything similar to the specific items that were listed. Ma prat mefurish tovra metaltel v'gufa mamon. In what way should it be similar to the prat? That just like the prat is a movable object and is inherently valuable, saf kol tovra metaltel v'gufa mamon. So too, anything that's inherently valuable, that's a movable object and is inherently valuable, has a chiyuv kefel. Yatsu karkaos shein metaltelin. So karka is excluded because even though karka does have great inherent value, but it's not metaltel. So therefore it's excluded from kefel if you steal karka. And yatsu avadim shehukshul karkaos, and that therefore excludes avadim as well, because avadim are hukshul karkaos, and yatsu shtaros shalf pishe metaltelin and gufan mamon, and it excludes shtaros, because even though shtar obviously is metaltel, but a shtar is not gufan mamon, a shtar does not have any inherent value. It's only representative value, because it says that this guy owes that guy something. And what about Hektish? Hektish re'ehuk. If Hektish is not really from the Klal of Prat Klal, it's a different Rasha. Now the Pasuk says, re'ehu, yishalim shnayim li're'ehu. So why only yishalim shnayim li're'ehu? Because you don't pay shnayim la'hektish. The Hektish is not re'ehu. So a couple of points that Tosos raises over here. First of all, Tosos says, we need a Pasuk to tell me that if you steal karka, you're not going to have to pay kefel on the karka. Frak Tosos, how's it shaykh to steal karka? So Tosos says, it's simple, being masig gavul. When we talk about asagas gavul, we always refer to predatory business practices. You open up a pizza store right next door to the existing pizza store, and you have people advertising right outside the other guy's pizza store, selling it for a quarter cheaper next door or whatever, right? So that's how we refer to hasagas kavul. But in the Gemara, it never refers to hasagas kavul that way. Certainly in Chumash, it's not what it means when it says hasagas kavul. But even in the Gemara, you do find in Rishonim that they start to refer to that as hasagas kavul. But anyway, so Tosa says this is referring to being masig kavul re'eu in the literal sense that you move the fence over from your property onto his property, so you scoop up some of his property in that sense. You take it for yourself. Tosra ben Peretz says that it could be that it's shaykh to have a gneva on property when you toitain is ganav, when the bailim is mamid to be shomer the karka, and he tainas that other people are masig vulo, and it turns out that he was masig vulam. Tosos also says that it could be toitain is ganav bekarka in a case where you were makabel to be shomer gifanim mechubarim lekarka, which have a din of karka, and you tainas that they were stolen, and it turns out that the guy stole them. So it was gefanim, it was karka at the time, and then the guy uprooted them and took them. So then, so that's one issue. How's it shaykh to steal karka? The other issue that Tosas deals with is that we exclude hektish from the word re'ehu, which is wonderful. The problem is Gemara in Baba Kama that also excludes hektish from all these dinim, but that also excludes hegdish from paying kefel, but excludes hegdish from a different word in the pasuk. The Gemara in Baba Kama learns from vigonev mi beis ha'ish, below mi beis hegdish. So over here it's re'ehu, and over there it's from ha'ish. So Tos says that the ikr miyud is really from re'ehu, but once it mentions over there that we are excluded from mi beis ha'ish, gonev achar aganav, so it mentions that it uses that lashon to show that it's supportive of the concept that it doesn't apply to hegdish either. Or Tosa says that the miut from re'ehu is for a toin tainas ganav, whereas the miut of mbesa ish is for the ganav himself, not for a toin tainas ganav. Okay, so that's why we have two drushas about hegdish. Now the Mishnah said that when it comes to avadim, shtaros, and karkos, and hekdeshos, v'lo tashlumi arba v'chamisha, you also don't pay dalet v'hei for it if you steal it and shechter to sell it. So my timer. Why don't you pay dalet vehei for it? Where's the miut from that? So tashlumi arba v'chamisha merachman v'lo tashlumi shlosh v'arba. Because once you take out kefel, part of the dalet vehei is the kefel payment. Once you're not paying the kefel payment, it would then compute to three or four, and it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that there's a din of three or four. There's a din of dalet vehei, not gimel o dalet. Shomer chinam einu nishba. We then say that a shomer chinam doesn't swear about these things. So minani mili, how do I know that that's true, that a shomer chinam is not chayiv a shvua on these items, the Tan Rabbanan, because we have a brisa that says in the parsha of Shomer Chinam, ki yitei nish al re'ehu, so klal, that's obviously a very expansive term, kesef o kelim prat, that's very specific, lishmor chazor v'chalal. So what do? Klal prat, klal yatadon, elekena prat. When you have a klal prat to klal, we always say it's got to be something similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurush sovram taltal v'guf ha'mamon, just like the prat are things that are movable and inherently valuable, of kaltal v'taltal v'guf ha'mamon, yatsu, karkos, shemitaltalin, yatsu avadim, shukshul karkos. So karkos are excluded. Avadim are excluded because avadim are karka, and yatsu shtaros shalf pishe metaltlin gufan mamon, and shtaros are excluded because even though yes they are metaltlin, but they are not inherently valuable. They're not worth anything. They're only worth something because they prove something. And hegdish re'ehu ksiv, and the reason hegdish is excluded is because the end of the pasuk says yishalim shnayim l're'ehu. So the pasuk is telling me that they only have a din of a shomer on to re'ehu. All the din Shomrim apply to only to Re'ehu and not to Hegdish. Fine, so now I know that why it's excluded from Kefal, why it's excluded from Dal Vehei, and why it's excluded from a Shomer being taking a Shvua on it. No, say Sachar in a Mishalim. We said a Shomer Sachar does not pay for Geneva Vaveda if he's a Shomer Sachar on these items, on Hegdish and Karkos and Shtaros, so Minalan. How do I know that a Shomer Sachar is not Chayav on Karka, Avadim, Shtaros, and Hegdeshos? Titan Rabbanan, because we have a brisa. Ki teinishal rei eyu klal chamor ushar use prat v'chol behema lishmar chazur v'kolal klal prat klal v'chulei. At this point, we don't have to say it anymore, right? Meaning we get the drasha. That klal prat klal yatzadon elchein prat, and therefore it's got to be ma prat zavra metaltel v'gufa mamon. Yeah, blah blah blah. Ad hektish rei eyu ksiv, until you get to the point where you just say, and the reason it's excludes hektish is because the word rei eyu appears in the parsha of Shomrim, so it's excluded from all of the dinim of Shomrim. Period. That's how we know those dinim. Meir Omer yesh dvarim shein kekarka ve'einan kekarka. We had in the Mishnah that a meir said that there are some things that are like karka but are not like karka. And the Chum do not agree to Reb Meir. So the Mishnah gave the example that a guy says, Eser gefunim tu'unos mesartilach, I gave you 10 laden vines laden with grapes. And the other guy said, no, it was only 5. So Reb Meir says, Yechai v'shvos ma'ad mitzvahs. And the Chum say, what are you talking about? It's all mechubel karka. Kol mechubel karka is dino kekarka. So you're not chai v'shvos ma'ad mitzvahs. You're not taking ma'ad mitzvahs and karka. So the Gemara says, what is the nukudas ha-machlokas? So Mechlal, Rabbi Meir Savar, Kolam Mechubel Karka, Eino Kekarka. Rameir holds, apparently, that that which is attached to the Karka does not have a din of Karka, and therefore you could be Chayv Shmua on laden vines. Sa'adamifgli b'tu'unos, lifgli b'srukos. Well, if that's really what the Machlokas is about, that Rameir just doesn't think things that are Mechubel Karka have a din of Karka, right, that he holds the only thing that's really Karka is the actual, flat ground, and that's Karka, but anything that's Mechubel Karka doesn't have a din of Karka. Why does he have to talk about laden vines? Just talk about empty vines. That 10 gefanim without any peros I gave to you. And the other guy says, no, you gave me 5 vines without any peros. According to our mayor, you should be chayv shvuz mon mitzvahs for that as well, because that's not karka. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, hacha ba'anav m'omdos li'botzer kamiflgi. Nah, you're misunderstanding the machlokas. Machlokas is not whether mechubel karka is kekarka. Mechubel karka is obviously kekarka. Rameir agrees to that as well. Over here we're talking about the vines have grapes on them, and the grapes are omdosli batzer. The grapes are ready to be harvested. The Rabbi Meir Savar kibitzuros dami, and the Rabbi Meir holds that which is omdosli batzer is already kibitzuros. It's already harvested. Rabbanan Savri lo kibitzuros damian, and the Rabbanan hold that it's not kibitzuros damian, and it has din of karka that you're not nishba on it. But mulchubra karka that's not omdosli batzer, like the vines themselves, everyone hold that's like karka, and that's why they only argue about gefanim to unos. When it comes to collecting Chov, everyone would agree that anavim that don't need karka anymore are called metaltalin, because when it comes to collecting mizonos of the girls from meshubadim, where you don't collect metaltalin from yisomim, the Gemara says in Ksubis that we don't collect from tamarim ha'omdim ligoder when they don't need the dekel anymore, because kolomim ligdor is kugadoru. So that's what Tosfos points out, that when it comes, even though we make this statement, are anavim omdosli batzer, are they kibitzuros damian, not kibitzuros damian? The truth is, it depends what halacha we're talking about. So when it comes to the dinim in our Mishnah about the chiyuvim of a shomer and things like that, and shvus modu b'miktsas and things like that. So good. So that's where we have machlokas. What about on Shabbos? I see a perfectly ripe apple on the tree. Am I allowed to pick it up? It's omdos likatzer. So it's kiksuras daimyo. So no, in Hilcha Shabbos we assume it's not like that. Kind of. We just looked at Mishra Bruyomi last night that from a muktza perspective that might be the case. Say you have a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and you know that the guy was sick already before Shabbos, so you know, and he needs apples, like an unending supply of apples. So you know that the apples that are on the tree are going to have to be picked on Shabbos to feed him. So you pick a bunch of apples on Shabbos because you're allowed to. So now, is a non-chola allowed to eat them? So the halacha is, it depends. Were they fully grown before Shabbos? Because if they were not fully grown before Shabbos, then they grew a little bit more on Shabbos, and that's muktzah. So, because you're maksimidaita, because it wasn't even there yet, didn't even exist yet. But that which you were not maksimidaita, because you knew you were going to have to pick them, then it wouldn't be a muktzah problem. So then you have, you just have a question of a maisa Shabbos problem, which is a question, but we're not going to get into right now. Okay, so it all depends on the halacha. So when it comes to collecting from karka for banos or for mizonos of banos, so then everyone agrees that it's lav kibitzuros danyan. When it comes to that it's kibbutzurus tamyan. When it comes to Shabbos, everyone agrees love kibbutzurus tamyan. When it comes to our halachas, this is the machlokas. Okay, einishvan el al davar shabemidiv shemishkal. So we said that we can only take a shvua on davar shabemidiv shemishkal sheminyan, and the Mishnah gave examples that if a guy says, "I gave you a house full of this or a wallet full of this," and the other one says, I don't know, but you know but whatever is here, whatever's left here, that's what you could take. So then he's pater. But if he identifies ad aziz, ad achalon, so then we're talking about numbers. Then we're talking about a quantifiable amount. That's going to be a shvus man mitzvah. So amar bai lo shanu el adam le bayistam. That the case in our Mishnah, where he said bayis male, where we said that he's not being toveya davar shemida, is where he just says bayis. Aval amar le bayis zemale yediyah ta'ante, that when he says this houseful, so then we know exactly what he's tying in, because we see how big the house is, and therefore that is a davar shemida. So amale rava iach, if that's the case, that bayis zemale peros is considered to be a davar shemida, well then adatani sefer, when the sefer wanted to come up with the case of a house that is a davar shebemida, why did it say ze omer ad aziz ve ze omer ad achalon? Chayiv, that one guy is toveh, he says, "I gave you fruits that go all the way up to the this part of the house," and the other fellow says, "No, not to the ledge, only to the window." That's a case we're going to be chayiv liflug lisim bidida. Why not talk about a full house full, and you could have a case where it is a davar shebemida and just say b'medvar mamurim bayis male avul bayis ze male. When is it not a davar shemida? When you say bayis mali. I don't know what you mean by bayis. In which neighborhood? You mean a studio apartment in the city? Do you mean a big house in Back Lawrence? I have no idea what bayis mali means. But if you say bayis zemali, you point to a house and you know exactly what it is, that the Mishnah should have said that if it were true. Elo amar Rava. So Rava says liol amenu chayv ayishetanen b'davar shemida shemishkal sheminyan v'yodlo b'davar shemida shemishkal sheminyan. You need both the taina and the hoda'ah to be something that's measurable. I mean, it's not enough that Beis Din understands the shear of the hoda'ah and the kfira based on the taina of the toveah. You need that the toveah should be moda. You need that the nitva should be moda beferish exactly how much. Tanya kavase de Rava, and we have a Bryce that supports Rava. Kort v'li biyadcha. A guy says, "You have a kor of grain of mine that you owe me." Valom. And the other one says, "I got nothing of yours," pater, because he's a kofar akol, so obviously he's going to be pater. Menorah gedoli yeshli biyadcha, you owe me, you have my large menorah, ein lecha biyadi el menorah katana. And he says, "No, I only have a menorah katana, which is lechore emoza b'mitzas pater." He's pater from Shua, because a menorah gedol and menorah katana are considered two separate things, so it's not mimin hataina. Mimin hataina would have to be that X amount of something and X minus Y amount of something. Azorah gedol yesh biyadcha, you have a large belt of mine, ein lecha biyadi el azorah katana, and you have a small belt of yours, pater, he's going to be pater, because again, it's not mimin hataina. Aval omer lo, but if he says, kor tvu yesh li biyadcha, you owe me a kor tvu, aval omer ein lecha biyadi el lesach, I only have a half a kor, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. And menorah bas eser litrin yesh li biyadcha, if he says a menorah that's eser litrin, that has a certain weight to it, and he says, "Ein lecha biyadi el bas chamesh litrin. I only have a menorah that has half that weight." Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Cholosh adavar leol min chayiv ad sheyitanen b'davar shemidav shemishkal sheminyan v'yodelo b'davar shemidav shemishkal sheminyan. It has to be a very clearly quantified amount in the taina and in the hoda'ah. So what's the raya? Cholosh adavar lasuyemai. What is cholosh adavar coming to teach me? What's it coming to include? Lav la'asuye bayis zemalei. Isn't it coming to tell me that even if someone is toveya bayis zemalei peros that I gave you, and the other one says, "Oh, whatever's here, go take. Whatever is left here, go take. That's all you gave me." So that's also not going to be chayiv shvua, because it's not davar shemidav shemishkal sheminyan, like Rava said, because the response was whatever's here. The response was not a specific known quantity. So why is it that menorah gedol menorah katana is pata from a shvua? It's because it's not mimin hataina. Well, ihachi bas eser bas chamish nami mashtana lahodol mashodol lotanu. The Gemara is just asking derech agav. Once you bring this brisa, there was a stira minei ubei in the brisa. Right? We said if a guy asks for a big menorah and he says, "No, I only have a small menorah," that's not motive mitzvah. So two different things. But a guy says a menorah of this weight of silver? And the other fellow responds, no, he only gave me a menorah of half that weight of silver. That's a mode of mitzvahs. Why should it be any different? So the Gemara answers, Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, hacha b'menorah shel chulios askinan, modele mina. That, no, we're talking about one of those leichters where as you have more kids, you could just keep adding branches to it. So he says, I gave you the menorah from my great-grandmother who had 16 children, so it had all those branches. And the other fellow responds, no, you gave me the menorah from your other great-grandmother who only had 4 children. So, it only had X number of branches, but it's the same menorah. It's just a matter of how many add-ons that you had around it. So that's considered to be min hataina. So says Mar Iach, if that's the case, that we're talking about a menorah that's made of different pieces, as Oranaminusni, it should have said a similar din when it comes to a belt that velok mi b'delayfi, and the Tana could say we're talking about a belt that's made from different pieces, and you just stitch on, and as you gain and lose weight, I guess you could you're on the Ozempic, you're off the Ozempic, so you just keep adding to it and taking off from it, and with the belt. So ella delayfi lo katani. So no, it must be that the Tana is not talking about cases where it's a type of item that you could just add to whatever. So achanami b'shul chulios lo katani. Meaning, over here also, if that's the case by the belt, then l'chora, by the menorah, it stands to reason. We're also not talking about a menorah where you just add branches to it. So what's the answer? Why is it then when a guy says, I gave you a menorah of this weight, and he says, no, you only gave me a menorah of half that weight, that you're going to be potter, that you're going to be chayiv, rather. Ela am Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, shiny menorah, hol v'yachol l'goru l'amid al chamesh litrin. A menorah is different because you can thin it out and make it the same menorah, make it weigh half the amount in a way that people will not be able to easily tell the difference between the two menorahs, because you can hollow it out, because they're both the same size and they only have difference in weight, and therefore the bas asal litrin is mimin the menorah that's bas chamish litrin. But a menorah gdol, a menorah katana, where you can't take a menorah gdol, turn it into a menorah katana, or a long belt, which if you short it, if you shorten it, it's going to be obvious where you had cut it. So it's not considered like a menorah gadol. So the menorah gadol is not considered the same min as the menorah katana. The long belt is not considered the same min as the short belt, but the different weight menorahs are considered the same min as one another. Okay, so now we begin the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, like we said before, is going to have 4 different dinim about a mashkon that got lost. 2 of them, the malvah is toveya the loveh, and 2 of these dinim, the loveh, is toveya the malvah. Hamalvah is chaver ala mashkon. Someone lends money to his friend with a mashkon. Va'avra mashkon. And the mashkon got lost, so the malva has to pay the value of it to the lova, or deduct it from the amount of the halva'a, right? So I lent you $1 million, you gave me a $250,000 mashkon, so either I got to pay you back the $250,000, when I lost that mashkon, I either got to pay you back the $250,000, or you only owe me $750,000, we're going to deduct it from what you owe me. So the first thing is, Amar lov, the malva says to the lova, sela hilvi sicha lov, so you start discussing numbers. Right? How much was it worth? How much did you was the loan for? So he says the seller, which is 4 dinar, was the loan that the mashkon was keneged v'shekel ha'yeshava. But the mashkon itself is only worth a shekel, which is 2 dinar. So it's easier just to talk in the same currency, right? So he says the loan was 4 dinar and the mashkon was worth 2 dinar. So it turns out that you still owe me an additional 2 dinar. But you're right, the 2 dinar that I lost of the mashkon, that's cancelled. V'alo omer, and the lover responds, Loki, that's not how it was. Elisela hilvisani alav, you're right, I borrowed 4 dinar from you, but if v'sela hayeshava, why would I give you a mashkon that's only worth half the amount of the loan? I gave you a mashkon that's worth the entire amount of the loan, and therefore I don't owe you anything. So Allah is pater, the lover is pater from a shvuah, because he's a kofar akol. The malva is asking for 2 dinar. The lova says, I owe you nothing. So that's a kofar akol. So that's din number 1. Din number 2, the malva says to the lova, sela hilvi sicha lov, the loan was for a sela v'shekel ha'yeshava, and it was worth, the mashkon was worth a shekel, which is so far the same as the first case. Va'ala omer, and then the lova responds, Loki, ela sela hilvi sani alav, that's not how it was. It was a sela that I had borrowed from you, It was worth 3 dinarim, which means 3/4 of the amount of the loan. So chayiv, then he's a malva b'miksas, because the malva is asking for 2 dinar, the lova is agreeing to 1 dinar. So that's exactly a case of a malva b'miksas. Now the Rishonim raised the question, how could that be considered a malva b'miksas where he's chayiv v'shvua? The lova does not have to pay the chov, calls man that the malva doesn't return the mashkon, or he swears a shvua sashomrin. So if that's the case, it's not a din mugzim mixas, because it's similar to a lover that says to a malva, chamish mevada ani chayiv lach, chamish men yodea im ani chayiv lach, where you're pater from shvua, because he wasn't molded him anything b'toras vada yet. So meaning he's the lover might be saying, I want my mashkon back. You're telling me you lost it? I don't believe you. I want the mashkon back. I don't know that you lost until you take a shvua that you lost. So isn't that like chamishim I owe you and chamishim I'm not sure, where you shouldn't be chayiv v'shvua? So the Ramban writes that the lova is not chayiv the extra, the difference between the claims until the mashkon is returned or there's a shvua sashomrim taken on it. But since sof he's moda that he will owe that money when the malva takes that shvua, when the malva takes the shvua sashomrim, and the malva is neman with the shvua sashomrim, the lacking of that shvua, the fact that that shvua has not been taken, does not take away the din of moda b'miksas, because he's moda that such a chiyuv at least exists in principle. It's just a matter of a technicality. We got to cross the T's and dot the I's in order to make that moda b'miksas actionable. So that's considered to be a moda b'miksas hatayna. The third din, selahu v'sani alav ushtayim ha'yeshava, the lova makes a taina to the malva. He says, you lent me $100, I gave you a $200 mashkon, so you owe me money. V'alomer, and the malva says, loki ela selahu v'sich alav selah ha'yeshava. No, you lent me, I lent you $100 and you gave me a $100 mashkon, and therefore we're even. So patr, the malva's patr from shvo, because he's kofar hakol. Selahu v'sani alav, if the lova says that you lent me $100, ushtayim ha'yeshava, and the mashkon was worth $200, so you owe me the $100 difference. V'hala omer, and the malva says, lo ki elas el v'sichalav v'chamisha dinarim ha'yeshava. He says, I admit that the mashkon was worth a little more than the loan, but a little more than the loan, not twice as much as the loan. I lent you $100, you gave me $125 mashkon. So chayiv, that's a mother b'mitzas, because the lova is asking for $100. The malva is admitting to $25 and not to the other 75. So that's a moda b'miksas. So the Mishnah says, umi nishba misha b'kodan atzlo. Who of the two parties is the one that takes the shavua on how much the mashkon was actually worth? The one who had the mashkon with him, meaning that's always the malva, who is the shomer on the mashkon. Because if we were to be mechayev the lova shavua, then we'd have to be concerned about the following possibility. Shema yishava zeh v'yotzi halah sapikadon, that we're afraid that the lover might take a shavua on the mashkon, exactly how much the mashkon was worth, and then the malva is going to pull out the mashkon and say, look, you were wrong. And when he pulls out the mashkon, he'll show that the lover was not telling the truth about how the mashkon was worth, and the lover will have taken a shavua sheker. So and then he's going to be puzzled for edus and for a shavua in the future. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to create a situation where a person and takes a shvua sheker, so we'd rather have the malva take a shvua, because the malva is going to be more honest about his shvua, since he's the one that had the mashkon. So if he knows he has it, he's not going to lie about what the mashkon is actually worth. In Maseches Bava Metzia, Rabbeinu Chananel asks on the explanation we just gave that adrabba, kol shekein we should let the lova take the shvua, because we don't want someone to lie. Meaning, if the whole point is we don't want to catch him in a lie, so that will motivate him to tell the truth. Meaning, the malva may say, "Look, I have the mashkon, so I could swear anything and just bury it," right? Meaning I could, if it turns out that I was wrong, I'll just, I won't show it to anybody and I'll never get caught. The lova has no idea if he's ever going to get caught, right? So the lova doesn't want to lie, because if he lies, he could be possible edelson for everything and for a shvua forever. So, and also the chum have to make a takana for liars, right? Because the lova is a liar and we don't want to catch him in his lie, we'd rather just not have, well, why do we have to make a takana for Rambam? So that's why the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Maseches Bava Metzia, explains that the chashash is only because it's going to look like a shvua levatala, and that's a gnai when you're able to clarify things afterwards. So they're matul the shvua on the malva, and he's not going to take the shvua until he knows that it's impossible to find the malva. That's how to find the mashkon. That's how Tosla says as well. The shach in Choshen Mishpat points out that Rashi also is moded to the svar of Tosos, that it's not logical that we're going to make a takana for someone who's willing to be nishba l'sheker. The chash is that the mashkon gets ruined afterwards, and the malva is going to taina that it was worthless, and the love is going to be pasul l'shvur shalo kadin. That's what Rashi's worried about, that maybe the malva, the mashkon will become devalued at some point. It's going to get ruined in some way, dented or ruined in some way where it's going to be worthless, and it's going to look like the love is lying, and everyone's going to think the love is lying, but the love may not have in fact been lying. So that's why we make the malva take the shvua. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Four cases with a mashkon. Two of the cases are a moda b'mitzas. Two of the cases are a kofar akol. Now we said at the end of the Mishnah, who's the one that takes the shvua? The one who's holding on to the pikadon, because we're afraid shema yishpazeh v'yotzi alos hamashkon, that the love is going to take the shvua, the malva is going to take out the mashkon and show that the love's shvua was incorrect. So aheya, which case of the Mishnah is this din going on, that the malva is the one that is nishba? Ilema a seifa, if we're talking about the case of the seifa where the love was tovea from the malva, the seller that the mashkon was worth more, a seller more than the actual chov, and the malva responds that no, it was only worth one dinar more than the actual chov. So the Mishnah said the chum were misakein, that the malva has to take a shvua and not the lova. Well, that's you don't need a takana for that. Typically the shvua gabi malva. I mean, that's the malva is the mode of mimixas. So the halach is a mode of mimixas ataina is yeshava. He always takes a shvua. I don't need a special takana. Oh, because I'm worried the love is good. So Amar Shmuel Aresha. No, it must be talking about the Resha of the Mishnah. V'chenam Rabchia Barav Aresha. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan Aresha. So that's what all the Amoraim say. Must be Aresha. Well, wait a second. There are four cases in the Mishnah. What do you mean by Aresha? Okay, I know it's not the fourth case of the Mishnah, because in the fourth case of the Mishnah, the malva is the one that actually has to take the shvua meyikar adin. So my Resha. Which part of the Resha is this then talking about? It can't be the first case of the Resha, because over there the love is kofar akol and he's pater from a shvua, and so it must be seifa de Resha. It must be case number two in the Mishnah where the lova is the one that's about to be mixas, and therefore by all rights the lova should be the one that has to swear how much the mashkun was worth. Selu v'sichalav, where he says the loan was for a sella v'shekel ha'yeshava, and the mashkun was worth a half a sella. It was worth a shekel. V'ala omer lo kel the sella hil v'sani alav, and the lova says the loan was for a sella ushlo shedinar ma'yeshava, and the mashkun was worth 3/4 of a sella. So chayiv. So he said it's chayiv v'shvus mazum mitzas tishvua gabe lova hi. In that case, the shvua is really the lova's responsibility to take, because he's the nitva that was mazum b'mitzas v'shaklu rabban milova v'shadua malva. The chum took that shvua from the lova and they imposed it instead on the malva because of the reason that the Mishnah gave. Because after the shvua, the malva might take out the pikadon and he'll show that the lova was nishva l'sheker and he's going to be pasul le'edus or l'shvua. The Rashi points out they can't just patarim legamri from a shvua for that reason, because in the end of the day there's a chiv shvua d'oraisa over here. So they're masakin that the malva is going to take the shvua in his place. We can't just make a shvua d'oraisa disappear, but we can redirect the shvua d'oraisa. We can make it land somewhere else. So the Gemara explains the Mishnah differently, though. V'hashta dam Ravashi. Now that Ravashi explains the Masech Sba Metzia, the Kaimelon that we pass on la'alacha, that the truth is, even when the love is modu b'mixas, the love takes a shvua modu b'mixas, but the malva still has to take a shvua that the mashkon is not in his rishus. So the love has to swear how much it was worth, and the malva has to swear that he doesn't have the mashkon. So the question of mi nishba cannot be understood kipshuto anymore, because what do you mean mi nishba? We paskin, they're both nishba. So it's not mi nishba. So achi kamer. So what does it mean? Mi nishba tchila. They're both going to take a shvua. Who's the first to take a shvua? Misha pikadon atzlo. The malva who had the pikadon, he should take the first shvua that he no longer has that pikadon. And only then does the lova take a shvua how much the mashkon was worth, because otherwise we would have to be choshesh shema yishav azev yotzia lasa pikadon, because otherwise we'd have to worry that the lova is going to take the shvua. If the malva has not yet taken a shvua that the mashkon is no longer in his possession, then we'd have to worry that the malva is going to take out the mashkon and show the lova to be a liar. So we'd rather the malva first take a shvua that he doesn't have the mashkon anymore. Ooh, once he takes a shvua that he doesn't have the mashkon anymore, then you understand very well that the lova can swear risk free pretty much to the value of the mashkon, and you don't have to worry that the malva is now going to pull out the mashkon. Now the Rishonim raised the question, the Ritva raised the question, even though Meikra Din, the malva has to swear first that the mashkon is not perushuso, because how could you be mashpia the lova first how much the mashkon was worth if we don't even know that it was lost yet? Meaning l'chor, that should be the real reason. Meaning why do I need a takana? It should be maker adin that of course the malva has to swear first that he doesn't have the mashkon, because until I know that this mashkon is lost, it makes no sense to impose a shavua about how much the mashkon is worth. It's only once I know it's lost, how am I going to know it's lost? Because the malva is going to swear that the mashkon is lost. So the Ritva says that since the lov is chay v'shvua midaraisa, whereas the malva's shvua is only a takaras chachamim, so mikra din, we should really be makdim the shvua of the lov. It's only because of chashash shamiyotzi, meaning even though there is a certain logic to the malva's taking a shvua first, because you want to know that it's lost before you ask the lov to swear about it, but the malva swearing that it's lost is only a din d'rabanan. The lov swearing on the modem mixas is a din d'araisa. So we always would have naturally put the Shvua D'Oraisa first. That has to be prioritized over Shvua D'Rabbanan. Oh, but over here we have a special reason that the Chacham had to be Mesakein, that the Malva swears first, and that's that, for that reason we made that Takana. Okay, next case. Amar Shmuel, Hayman Da'usfei Alfa Zuzei L'Chavrei. Someone lent 1,000 zuz to somebody else. Oh, mashkon le kata demagla, and the lova gave the malva a mashkon that's very cheap, a handle of a sickle. Ibeid kata demagla, ibeid alfa zuze. If he lost that handle of the sickle that the lova gave him, he lost the malva loses the 1,000 zuz of the halva'a, even though the kata demagla is worth almost nothing. And the reason is, since the malva accepted this as a mashkon for the loan, he accepted that he's not able to collect the chov kol's man, that he doesn't return this mashkon to the lova, and he cannot just pay the difference in value. Aval tarti kasasi, but if the malva got as a mashkon two handles of a sickle and he lost one of them, lo, then the malva does not lose even half of his chov, because we don't say he accepted each handle of a sickle keneged $500 that he had lent him, and if he loses one of them, so $500 is gone, and the other $500 he could collect by returning the other one, because he didn't say that for each kas, it's for each of the handles, it's for half of the chov. So we assume he got both of them together as one big mashkon, and kolzman, that some of the mashkon is still around, he has what to return to the lova, and whatever he does, he's unable to return to the lova, that just gets deducted from the loan amount. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Tarti Katasi, Ibid Chazi, Ibid Chamishmeya, Ibid Idach, Ibid Kule. And Rav Nachman disagrees, and he says, oh, even if it was two very cheap items, so we assume each one is for half of the loan, and if you lose one of them, then you lost half of the loan. You lose the other one, you lost the whole loan. Avokato naska, but if it's a handle of a sickle and a cut of silver, lo, then we don't say that that each one was for half of the loan, because the naska, the silver, is something that people will use to collect their chov, and therefore we assume that the silver was taken shava b'shava, and so if he loses the naska, he loses the value of that naska within the chov. But if he loses the handle, he loses the rest of the chov, even though the handle is not worth anywhere near as much as the chov. So now da'i amri afilu katav naska ibed naska ibed palga ibed kasa ibed kulei. Now even a katav naska, if it's considered to be half and half, and if he loses both of them, he lost the rest of the chov. So regardless of how much either one of these items are worth, he took two items, and even if the silver is not worth half of the chov, meaning he took two items, so each one is for half of the chov. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Tanan, Selihu v'sichri alav v'shekel ha'yeshava, ve'alomer lo kiela selihu v'sani alav v'shloshe dinarim ha'yeshava, that the lova says that the mashkun was worth 3 dinarim, so I gave you a mashkun that's worth more than half a dinar, so I only owe you 1 dinar, so chayiv, the lova has to take a shvos modu b'mitzas. Well, lemelei ha'kibalti, why can't he say, you were mekabel the mashkun, connected the entire chov, now that you lost the mashkun, the chov is cancelled, meaning based on what we're saying right now, that when a person accepts a mashkun, he's taking a connected the whole chov. So it answers the Gemara, no, masnisin b'deparish. The Mishnah is about a case where the Malva said at the time of the Kabbalah Mashkon that he's only being mekabel achrayus connected the value of the mashkon and not more than that. Shmuel, but the lower part, Shmuel is talking about where you don't say that. If you don't say that, then the assumption is that the mashkon goes connected the entirety of the chov. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow will pick up with whether that is in fact a machlokas tanaim. Okay, everyone have a great day. It's a Shabbos. Everyone, stay safe.